This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To talk about today, friends. How are you? Scott Hannon here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today doing, president, vice president, hoity-toity, C-suite stuff. Busy guy. Kevin Flynn will be subbing for him, doubling as not only our fine producer, but also a little sidekick for yours truly here on the program. Good morning to Kevin.
Good morning, sir.
Glad to have you along. Kevin's going to put in some new bumper music for us soon, and he's going to preview a few of the selections that we are putting into the mix here today. Once in a while, we get texts from people who say, you know, this should be one of your bumper songs. If you have a suggestion on a song you like and you think should be part of the repertoire of that's a little French word. That's for the, I did that for the whole
Macron,
French guy coming today. Yeah.
Macron,
How do you say his name?
Macron.
Yeah. I like the guy. And I'm telling you, that's Jackie O. Did you see Donald Trump's bride, the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump? Did you not think Jackie O the second you saw it?
I thought Hubba Hubba, but that, she's just beautiful.
She's beautiful inside and out.
Inside and out, yeah. She is just beautiful.
I'll never forget her first time on the stage, basically as First Lady, and I forget, it was at a rally or an event or something that the president was doing his little thank you tour. And she gets up and she says the Our Father, right? I mean, she's a godly woman. She is a good mother. Spends an enormous amount of time that people make fun of with Barron because she insists on taking Barron to school. She speaks five languages. She's wicked smart. Her whole story on how she got here and what she built. I love the woman. She's every bit of Jackie O. It's unbelievable. But I guarantee you there are liberals right now that are snickering. They're snickering at that. Ellen Radner earlier said, she's no Jackie O. I mean, Jackie O is smart. Oh, that means, Melania's a conservative, and she has a little bit of an accent, so therefore she's dumb. You see what they did just there?
Equate beauty with intelligence, and that's ridiculous.
Anyway, back to a repertoire. We'll share a few with you, and if you have any other suggestions, you can text them to us, 367-2054. You better send them to me today. All the texts come to me. Otherwise, we'll interrupt Todd's meeting, and we don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? He's got things to do. 367-2054 is my telly. But don't call it. Text it. Okay? What else we got going today? We have Kirsten Baszler here. Kirsten Baszler is the Director of Public Instruction in North Dakota. Yesterday on the program, we had somebody call about, two things. One, concern about bullying in the Bismarck School. And, we got two sides of that story. It was very interesting. But we're going to be digging more into that in the future. But somebody also called about a budget discussion we were having, specifically an audit and the spending allotted the governor for travel, $55,000 over every 2 years per biennium. And somebody called, I believe, or texted, I forget, but said the comment was, hey, wait a minute here. Why aren't you going after, for instance, the $1 billion-plus that's spent in public education? Can we spend some of that better? It's 35% of the general fund. And so we thought, oh, that's a fair question. We'll ask Kirsten Baszler if there's anything that can be done to, if there were audits of that spending, what do she think we would find? We're going to ask that question. We're going to talk to Tessa Sandstrom later this hour about the big Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up in May. You need to be there. CNBC is going to be covering every minute of it. There's so many heavy hitters coming in for it. CNBC is going, can we broadcast from the entire event? I mean, we got to talk to these people. Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of Interior, will be there, but there'll be a lot of others, a lot of industry giants that'll be there. If you want to know where this state is going related to energy development, you just have to be there. And you still can be there if you sign up soon, because they will sell out. They have in the past. So we'll talk with Tessa about that. And then I want to talk a little bit about the overall budget response. We're going to talk to the governor on Energy Matters today, but about budget issues, and we'll use that on What's on Your Mind. I want to get into his vision, what he sees for this budget process. In other words, generally in government, when you say you're going to cut something, everybody's hair instantly gets on fire. Everybody's hair gets on fire. I'm trying to stay away from all that noise and step back and say, what should be the best process to make sure what we're spending gets us the best return? And how do we spend more where we innovate? All those things that you do when you are part of a company like Microsoft is an example. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well today on the program. And then mental health. I'm going to talk about mental health, too, and specifically suicide and specifically suicides in the ag community that evidently are up big. You know, you hear me often say there's a crisis of the heart in this country, not a gun crisis, not a, crime crisis, there's a crisis of the heart. And addictions and shootings at Waffle House by naked guys with rifles that his dad gave back to him that I can't understand why, they happen as a result of a mental health situation. And we are hosting tonight in Fargo, for anybody in the neighborhood, a wonderful event specifically to talk about this. It's called Suicide, Break the Silence, Save Lives. Shields, Prairie St. John's, and our Flag Family Media team, What's on Your Mind crew, sponsoring this tonight, Fargo Theater, 7 p.m. Really hope you can be part of that. Now, speaking of my mental health, I am not in any way, shape, or form considering suicide, and I would never joke about something, because there are people in our audience now who are. And that's where we got to talk about how we can make a difference. But my mental health was damaged last night for one reason. And one reason, one word, IKEA. you laugh, but I'm not kidding you. I was ready to, I could not believe it. So here's the
deal. Did you buy a dresser and you couldn't figure out how to put it together, even with the instructions?
Well, first of all, these people clearly think we're stupid. I want you to know I bought my last piece of furniture, anything, not even a meatball, and I love them. I'm not even buying their meatballs anymore. I'm so mad at these people. They should be banished from the earth. Next time I need a chair, and this was just a chair. My daughter wanted a little chair for a little desk in her, and she found this cute little pink chair, and, they give you one set of instructions for the chair, which is just a chair. It's just, literally one piece. It's like, okay, a little chair for a desk, right? And then they give you another set of instructions for the legs, right?
Right,
and the apparatus to hook it up, right?
Okay.
And I'm not kidding you, Kevin. This chair has been sent unassembled in her room for, I think, going on 4 months now. Okay.
I was right then.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to get, I'll get to it another time. And I never do it. Last night I said, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing this. This chair will be put together before I put my head on the pillow. That's what I said I was going to do.
All right.
Okay?
Got it.
All right, so I started, and I'm like, these legs are not for this chair. There isn't enough hardware that they want me to use. This is crazy. So I call, and I say, I need a little help here, right? And I dial the line, and guess what? The first thing they say to me on the line, thank you for calling IKEA. There will be a 108-minute wait. This is what I listen to for 108 minutes.
Thank you for calling IKEA. We'll do our best to return to the line as soon as possible.
That's a lie.
Thank you for calling IKEA.
Yeah.
The customer service agent will be on the line shortly.
No, he won't. No. Not going to happen.
Took a nap.
At IKEA, we want to have a positive impact on people and the planet.
You're not doing
this. This past year, we showed our visitors ways to live a more sustainable life at home, supported our local community's charitable programs, and worked closer to becoming a 100% renewable company.
Oh, nice.
We thank you, our customers, co-workers, and communities for helping us move towards our goals. Visit www.ikea-usa.com and select People and Planet to see how you can make a difference at home.
You know what I want to do right now? The 50th time I heard that in 108 minutes, you know what I said? you want to take care of the planet? Come meet a farmer and a rancher in North Dakota. Don't give me some gobbledygook that some, a preppy put up on a whiteboard and said, listen, we did People and Planet, and we tell them that we're Earth-friendly, they'll buy more of our awful stuff, and people have to be on lines more. It continues, by the way. It gets worse. Let it rip.
Okay.
That music.
Thank you for calling IKEA.
Yeah.
We'll do our best to return to the line as soon as possible.
Another lie. Yeah.
Thank you for calling IKEA.
Uh-huh, right.
A customer service agent will be on the line shortly.
No, they won't. No, they're not coming anywhere near us. Not going to do it.
At IKEA, we want to have a positive impact on people and the planet.
Oh, here we
this
go.
This past
again.
Year,
I
we showed our visitors ways to live a more sustainable life at home.
So then, a little later on, it's coming up here in a little bit, they go into this whole thing about when you buy something
IKEA.
Like a dresser.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that you need to attach the dresser to the wall safely. And if you don't have their little kit to do it, they'll send you one free. And by the way, if you don't have the kit, but you have the furniture up, you need to move it to storage because a child will be hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This thing could fall on it.
Yeah, exactly right. So during the break, we'll find that part for you because I'm pretty sure the people who wrote it were convinced that you were an idiot. They said that all of us are idiots. They were complete and total morons. You can't even make it up. You can't even make it up. I want that 180. I hung the phone up after an hour and 55 minutes of this stuff.
Part of your life you'll never get back.
I did get an answer, and I'll tell you that when we come back and then get to
you. You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April 2018 auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, McKenzie, Ward, Bowman, Stutzman, Lemoore, Benson, Mercer, Slope, Clay, and Norman counties, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hebron, New Rockford, Devil's Lake, and Steele, North Dakota. All of these Pfeiffer auctions are in April 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do you remember that show, folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand. Brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did. Ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too, and now Devil's Lake.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aren't they Swedish? Are you trying to pull a joke on me? I think they're Swedes.
They are Swedes.
So is IKEA.
kind of syrup going there with it.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it.
Your Waterloo is that dresser.
You're pushing my buttons. Yeah,
the chair.
So let me finish, and then I'll get serious. See, we have work to do. But this is helping my own mental health. So it's, I'm doing my part here this morning to have a little therapy after losing 2 hours of my night last night over a chair, okay? And I'll tell you the end of the story in a second, but first, this is why I'm not going to shop there anymore. And I'm serious.
Product safety is the highest priority at IKEA. As a leader in life at home, we want to help customers create a safe home. That's why we've launched the Safer Homes Together Secure It campaign. To help prevent furniture tip-over accidents, we urge you to ensure IKEA chests and drawers in your home are securely anchored to the wall.
This could be a Saturday night
IKEA, lifestyle. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, recently announced a free wall anchoring kit program for the Malm 3, 4, and 6 drawer chests and dressers.
Oh, great. 2 to 6.
All IKEA children's chests and dressers taller than 23.5 inches.
See, not the measuring tape.
And all adult chests and dressers taller than 29.5 inches.
Got it. Yeah.
The affected chests and dressers can tip over if not attached to the wall
using
the hardware provided.
Come on.
Posing an entrapment hazard.
Yeah.
We urge customers to ensure IKEA chests and dressers in your home are securely anchored to the wall.
Mm.
Consumers should move unanchored chests and dressers into storage or other areas where they cannot be accessed by children until the chests and dressers are properly anchored to the wall.
How did we survive?
There's a typical government warning there for you, right? Yeah. After you put it up and you realize, I don't have the anchoring kit. I got to move it into storage now.
I just saw a thing on Facebook about an anchoring kit for a dresser because it showed the little kid that the TV fell on him. I thought, that's not a bad idea.
Well, it's not a bad idea, but it's duh. I mean, if you got kids in the house and you see this thing as a big, tall dresser and a little tippy, of course you're going to. I mean, hello? That's what I'm saying. They act like we're stupid. And need them and the government to get us some free anchoring kit to, is it done yet? Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Hour.
I say it goes on for an hour and 55 minutes.
Hour and 55
minutes. Thank you for calling.
And thank you, yeah. Thank you for your, we'll be right on the line real shortly here. Oh, my gosh. But I'm seriously done. By the way, the story did have a good ending. They had not sent the proper hardware, so that's why it was impossible to figure out. So I did have the right legs for the right chair, just not the hardware that comes with the chair. So they're sending that out for free. Good. It's on their dime. And then I'm done. And I'm done. I'm putting that thing together so I can say it was put together, and then I'm absolutely done. I'm sorry. I feel better now, folks. I really did. I just wanted to share a little pain with you on my night. And you know what this all is? This is a lesson to buy local. I'm dead serious when I say this. The chair that we bought at IKEA, I don't remember what it cost, but it was like $30 or something. It's not that, I could go to Home of Economy and buy the same thing. I could go to, I'm not going to start naming stores because somebody will be mad. The point is, you can find it locally. Even if you're buying it locally at a Target or Walmart, somebody local, a neighbor of yours works there, for crying out loud. But, all these little hassles and all these, they add up. It's more stress, more worry, and they lead to other mental health things, which we're going to talk about today. So, it's a fun store. It's a nice store. I've been there. I enjoy it. They do some pretty cool designs, but you know what? It's just stuff. I mean, go somewhere else. You can get a funky lamp somewhere else. You don't have to put up with that brain damage. Oh, my gosh. I the thing that makes me so irritated is when people think you're stupid, when they treat you like you're just totally an imbecile. It makes me crazy. Frank in Minnesota wants to weigh in on IKEA. Frank, you go for it here at 258-0550. That's the number to call us, 258-0550. What's on your mind, Frank?
Scott, just take a big, deep breath. They're trying, they've dumbed us down so bad, so this is for the snowflakes. Us old guys, we know better than how to take care of our family, but this is for the new generation.
Oh, I forgot. So you're thinking that it's mostly snowflakes that shop at the... And I've kind of vowed not to use that term anymore, even though,
now that it's spring, we can sit in the raindrops.
Well, that's true. And there are a few snowflakes, and actually, according to the text from a listener I just got from the cab of a of a John Deere. I can't even believe it. He's showing me snow out his window there. But yeah, we're talking about that kind of snowflake. So you're saying you think IKEA, they market to snowflakes. That's what's going on there.
They do. It's the young liberals, you know, yuppies.
Okay, but a young liberal, a young liberal yuppie parent cares for the little baby boy, little toddler they have in their house as much as you and I do, do they not?
Yes, but us grown-ups, you know, we take care of our own. See, I wrote this on a paper the other day. See if you agree with this. A liberal is somebody who lacks the hard work ability and compassion to save money for his own self. To be a conservative.
So that's why they're liberal. They don't have that DNA to say, you know, I know what I say. They need somebody else to feed it to them.
Exactly. You know, us old conservatives, we've worked for everything we have, and then now we got to give it to the ones that don't work. And it's a little bit, but, you know.
It's an interesting point. We could do a whole show on the difference between conservatives and liberals, but I think you've nailed on one. Try and give something to a conservative. You know, my father-in-law just passed away, Jerry Hammerlich, and we've been thinking so much about all the different, you know, little idiosyncrasies and cute little characteristics that he had. I'm telling you, if I tried to buy him dinner, he'd about lose his mind. He'd about lose his mind. You know, my mother-in-law, same way. Absolutely. I mean, they argue with you till they're blue in the face. No way you're not doing that. You know, I mean, they want anything free.
Nope. I had a couple neighbors that were actually Democrats, but they were conservative Democrats, and they did the same thing. They had to drag him in to get his Social Security because he wanted to do it on his own. He was 67 years old, and he finally drug him in so he could get some Medicare for some health reasons.
Well,
and now this country, everybody's got their hand out.
Yeah, it's a sad characteristic because I think, you know, look, here's the deal. If you look at our founding fathers, if you look at the settlers, the pioneers that came and homesteaded where we live, if you think they were looking for somebody to hand them something, you're sadly mistaken. And look what they built and in what kind of conditions they built. So I would say, look, it's America, and we have a safety net, and I think that's something we can be proud of. It comes from a lot of sweat, equity, from a lot of hardworking folks providing that. But the way of life that says, gimme, 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 let the government do it, there should be more of this and more of that, is not going to build the kind of character that our founding fathers had. And it's one of the reasons I worry for this country. I absolutely do.
Well, they were so happy to get a quarter of land and leave in Europe to come here for freedom. They made it work. And they had a garden. They had chickens. They had this. They produced their own, and they took care of their own, and they still had time to go to neighbors and visit.
Yeah, good point, Frank. Nice to hear from you. Good to talk to you. Joe and Bismarck, you're first on deck when we come back. 258-0550. By the way, warm spot so far this morning is 43 degrees in Bismarck right now. How about that? Yeah, all across the state. And snow in Ashley. Ouch!
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience
experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Before the top of the hour, my IKEA story was so long I didn't get to CJ at Dag Diesel. Sorry about that, CJ. He's here now. Kind of obsessed
yep, no
with my...
No big deal, Scott. I understand. Yeah. It was kind of funny. I was going to say it's maybe thinning the herd if you can't think to actually go and your chest of drawers wants to tip over, your dresser wants to tip over to go and put, you know, a bracket on the wall to keep it on there. I don't know. That's what I was thinking.
a texter just sent me a note. Gail, she said, you're saying people are not dumb, you know, with the IKEA, that they don't need what they're saying? She said, think about it. We've got kids snorting cinnamon. I didn't know that was happening. Snorting condoms. I heard about that, and I can't quite even get my mind wrapped around that. Kids eating Tide Pods.
Crazy.
Now West Fargo and Fargo want to build a school for misbehaved kids. I'm sorry, but we're surrounded by idiots. Not to be rude, but facts are facts. Gail's taking exception with my line that, hey, we're not that dumb.
No, exactly, yeah.
Well, I know I can prove that people are smart, especially people that have diesel engines. They call you at Dak Diesel to get it done, right?
Yeah, no, they sure do. And yeah, it's been crazy here lately. Just, you know, it's one of these things. They do apologize to all the people that, you know, I'm not getting back to on quotes or whatever, which there's only a couple of them. Don't worry. But yeah, it's just, kind of been a zoo. I need to hire a secretary and need to get another mechanic on here. You know, it's just, it's a good problem to have. So.
See, it's a little problem that it's a little problem we create for a lot of our advertisers. They have to grow.
Yep, exactly. And sometimes you're not prepared to grow, you know, but it's one of those things that you just kind of roll with it and, you know, you're forced to grow. So
I love it. I love stories of businesses growing. I really do. I mean, it's just just amazing, you know, what is happening. So we love our audience, and they listen well, and... CJ is not only you know advertising in the right ways right here on this program, but also does work, and that word gets out, and people come back again and again, and you save on the bottom line. So give them a call. What's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, call me at 701-210-0888. That is my cell, and then you can also call me on the office number, which is 258-5011, or look me up on the web at backdiesel.com. And if anybody is wondering where I'm at, I'm basically straight east down in the SLU, straight east of Hubbard Feeds, kind of down in the SLU back by Mariner Construction. So that's where I'm at. I've had a few people lately go, hey, you know, you're kind of way back in the sticks here. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of am. But, you know, it's It's one of these things, when you do good work, you don't need to be out on, you know, the main drag or anything like that. So
they'll find you. You're cleverly hidden. Cleverly hidden. Dak Diesel. Check him out online, dakdiesel.com. Just put it in the GPS and you'll find it with the address right there. Thanks, CJ. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Okay, back to the phones at 258-0550. Joe and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think I might tick a few people off this morning, but maybe we'll see what happens. You know, just like everybody else in town, we pay a lot of money in our property taxes for the schools. And you got that money, and then you got the state budget, which is sitting at that $1 billion plus for education. And, you know, yeah, I asked myself, you know, we got over 30 universities or colleges in this state, and all this money being put into to those areas, and I question, do we really need to have that many? And I realize that probably those schools in those small towns, you know, like Botno, the forestry school, and I don't know how many forest rangers they graduate a year, if they graduate any, but I know that them small towns depend on that money from those schools. So I guess we could probably face reality and say, well, we got to have all these 30 plus colleges in North Dakota to help subsidize the people living in the towns. So that's kind of where I'm at. Maybe you could shed some light on that.
Well, I mean, you're talking about two things, really. The budget I mentioned yesterday, DPI, is $1.4 billion. That's 35% of the general fund. That is the budget for the Department of Public Instruction, okay? And so that's, you know, K through 12. We're going to talk next hour with Kirsten Baszler, who is the superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota, about a couple of issues that came up yesterday. One was related to budget issues and, you know, whether an audit might be better spent. Looking into, you know, how we can better spend those dollars than $55,000 in a travel budget in the governor's office was how the question started. And then also just talk a little bit about the educations and the outcomes and how things are going. So some folks had some questions about that, so she's going to be in. So, I too want to know how those dollars are spent. I also believe that, you know, the scrutiny that is placed, for instance, on the state budget through the legislature, or our federal budget is pretty intense in the media, but the school board budgets don't get much attention. And the school board budgets, what they spend mightily affects your property taxes, Joe, to that point. So, you know, I mean, and quite honestly, some of that comes on us as citizens. Why are we not at school board meetings, if at no other time during the year, at budget time, to say, wait a minute, you know, I mean, why is it your budgets grow at a greater rate than the private sector budgets grow? They're dealing with the same amount of growth you are. More customers, more people, more places to build and things that, you know. So I'd like to ask, you know, some of those questions and give scrutiny wherever you live to the school board budget.
Who funds the colleges then?
So let's go to the colleges. So the colleges are funded partly by state funding and also by tuition, obviously. So tuition's a big part of their funding, which there's always that balance of how much do you raise it. And, you know, all of those points. So, the governor's ordered a, you know, 10% budget, for the big institutions. That'll include the colleges. But for instance, UND, I think about, I'm not going to remember the numbers, but, let's say they get, from the state, 26% of their budget from, the state. Okay. And a 10% cut in that then is going to be 2.6. And so now, can they find that across the, I would think so. I mean, the higher ed folks, I think, are tired of, the cuts and the change, and they talk about the contributions that they get versus other states. I get that. Here's the bigger problem in my mind. And this is why there is a higher education task force right now being led by the government. Your point earlier of the smaller schools. Okay. So in other words, what the legislature says is, hey, big schools, you use part of your services for different things for the small schools. So they're essentially helping them. There ought to be a different tier. There ought to be a, you know, in my mind, we ought to walk away from the politics of the Constitution demanding 11 institutions of higher learning and say, you know what, we want to educate kids. We're going to recognize that the research universities need to be in one tier, the other schools need to be in another, or let's just have two and then put those other schools under the, you know, either NDSU or UND? I don't know. We got to do it different is the point, Joe. I couldn't agree with you anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. We, for such a small population in the state, and we got all these universities, all over 30 universities, I don't know how it can be sustained, to tell you the truth.
No, I 100% agree. I 100% agree, Joe. I appreciate the call. And by the way, this is one of the reasons I think we should be glad there is a Governor Doug Burgum. Not that there wasn't a good guy in Jack Dalrymple or John Hoven before, Ed Schaefer before that, but someone, and Ed was more of this model, that comes in from the private sector, and Ed, I think, was a reformer. I mean, he inherited a mess and said, look, we've got to apply these principles to it. So really, Ed and Doug have a lot of similarities in that regard. And you look at the budget and the benefit that John Hoven got from it and came on for years. Ed was Reagan-esque in that way. Here's the deal. We gotta go about it differently. We can't just do it how we've done it. And I think that's the nice thing about Doug Burgum, who works like crazy and is willing to meet with anybody anytime. Just, you know, if you want to make a difference and you want to reform this, you can get it done. Appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks a bunch. Dean in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey there. I make a comment on, you know, Heidi Heitkamp. She does not come on your show for anything, but when there's something on the news about what she's bragging about, what she's doing, guess what? She's on the radio, on the news, but otherwise you couldn't get here near the phone to talk to you guys.
Yeah, now, so what's going on there, Dean, is something the Democrats have perfected for a long time. For one, the newsrooms throughout North Dakota are filled with Democrats and liberals. You need to know that. That's just the truth. And, you know, are there some conservatives, some Republicans? Yeah, probably, but it's 90-10, okay? It's absolutely 90-10. So there's a bond there. Same thing in Washington. The swamp is as much a bunch of Democrats in Congress and liberals and bureaucrats as it is the media, because they're all one and the same. So what they do is, you know, they'll do their own interviews. They'll do an interview with themselves and, ask some staffer to ask them, you know, just basically say what they want to say into a camera but make it look like it's an interview, and then they send that off. The Democrats perfected that. So that's a lot of times what's going on there. Now, you know, John Hoven and Kevin Cramer do it, too, because it's triple time, right? So it's now the practice, but the Democrats invented it. There used to be a time the media would never on a bet do that. They're not going to take something you submit. They want to ask you the question, and they want to do the follow-up and everything else. So that's a part of it. The other thing that's going on is, you're right about, by the way, not coming here on the program. Heidi Heitkamp goes nowhere where she's going to be asked a question that she doesn't know what it's going to be. And when she does, she populates the room with so many like-minded liberals. Like, what was the stupid question that she got asked again at the Democratic convention? The guy asked about some bet with some other, but it was just it was horrible. It was absolutely ridiculous. So that's what goes on there. I'm glad you brought this up, though, because I have to share this with you, Dean. So I read Politico last night, and that's a swamp publication, okay? You ever read Politico, Dean?
No. I probably should, but I hear nothing.
Well, it's more fake news than not. And Tessa Gould, the chief of staff for Senator Heitkamp, was quoted in this. And I want to ask you, Dean, to prove my point that this is fake news. In this piece, she is giving advice to other campaigns about what they need to do and how they need to run their campaigns if they want to win, right? And she said that people want to talk to Heidi, so they get out and let people talk to her. Do they do that, Dean?
No, they kind of. I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Thank you very much. She says at another point, there's no magical elixir here. It's get out and talk to people. It's meet with people and have those conversations. I'm not kidding you.
Goodness.
Isn't that something? Well, come on, Heidi. You can come talk to Dean and Bismarck or anybody else on the program. We're waiting. Why are you hiding? Thanks for the call, Dean. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
That's the talent right there, huh? Is this not talent?
Oh,
absolutely. Natalie Cole. That's some good old-fashioned talent. 11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Rolling along on the program. It is rainy in a lot of places today, so I had to go to Montana to find the sun, it looks like. But it'll be nice before we get going. I guess Williston, Minot, sunny right now as well. I had a little fake news here. I told you 43 Bismarck was the hot spot. It is. I was right. That wasn't fake, but I forgot to tell you, Grand Forks and Fargo also at 43, doing pretty nice. So, Not bad. Not bad out there at all. Although I do have, again, from good authority, a listener this morning that sent in a picture from the cab in Ashley. He said, snow is getting old. But Scott did say yesterday that he wouldn't be surprised to see snow one more time. Oh, my gosh. I didn't. I think I would jinx it for the fella. Oh, for crying out loud, that's brutal. And one other thing, just I pulled up during the break. Dean and Bismarck had called complaining about Heidi Heitkamp not being accessible enough to you listeners on this program and talked about, but stories still get out in the news. And they do that with press releases, too. I didn't mention press releases, but I just pulled up one here that came over the weekend. Heitkamp encourages president to reestablish federal committee to support women-owned businesses. First of all, I have two daughters. The idea of women-owned businesses is, to me, awesome. I love it. I love it. In fact, I'm having a conversation with my daughter right now about geometry. She's got all A's except geometry, and she's really bugged by it. And I said, you're going to sell $1 million a year of something, and you don't need geometry to do it. So just don't beat up on yourself. Get better. Keep trying. You did fine in algebra, but, you know. So, you know, I love the idea of women businesses. But the idea that we need a federal committee, and a federal committee will help us, that'll be the panacea. This is the way Democrats think. Thankfully, there's not many of them in North Dakota. And how Heidi Heitkamp thinks that this will get, you know, so she wants that headline, oh, Heidi for women businesses. No, Heidi for more federal government. There's another one here. It says that she wants a committee to help farmers and ranchers in crisis. And this is serious. This is about a new CDC study that talks about the mental health of farmers. It's a sad story. We're going to talk about it next hour. But a committee is what she wants to fix. I think I'd say for farmers and ranchers to have less stress, the federal government ought to do its job better. Get rid of some of the regulation, all the stress. What does that add to the bottom line cost? So keep thinking the way you're thinking, folks. I appreciate it. All right. Tessa Sandstrom is standing by. Tessa is the director of communications for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I asked her to come on today to talk about an event I really want you to be at. I want you to think long and hard about your calendar, not just see, this is just another kind of conference or whatever. It's a big deal, a really big deal. In fact, there'll be folks from all across the world here. There'll be national media here. CNBC, seen the roster of leaders that are speaking, and they want to be here. And so they'll be here every single day. But I wanted to let you know that there's still a chance to get conference registration done. And Tessa is here to tell us a little bit about that. How are you today, Tessa?
I'm good. And you?
Good. Thanks for the time. Does it feel like spring in Bismarck?
Yes, it is nice and sunny. That nice little rain washed some of our dirt off. So looking forward to upper 75, I believe, this weekend.
Wow, nice. National Weather Service is telling me it's fair. I didn't know that meant sunny. I thought fair meant kind of a haze. But now more fake news. National Weather Service is even doing it now. I'm glad to hear it's sunny. That's beautiful. If folks still want to go to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, what should they do?
We are still open for registration. We'll be open for registration the day of as well. They can visit us at wbpcnd.org to take a look at that registration and see what speakers are there. And like you said, it's a huge event. It's becoming probably one of the biggest business development events that we have here in North Dakota, and probably, I would say, across the nation as it relates to the Bakken specifically.
Yeah, you don't need to be in the oil and gas business to know that this is a huge leg. Energy is a massive leg on our stool that is the North Dakota economy. So you want to be there and be part of that and take it in. And any kind of interest you have in the business or in those that do this business makes you there. The presenters are just like world class. Tease our listeners about just a couple of examples of the presenters.
We are going to have, I think, we're up to about 8 executives from leading Bakken companies, and that just goes to show what the caliber of this, and also the fact that the Bakken is here. It's here to stay, and we're going to start to see some growth here. We have Harold Hamm coming, of course. We'll have Greg Hill from Hess Corporation. He's the COO. We'll have CEOs Tommy Noose from Oasis Petroleum, Brad Hawley from Whiting Petroleum, Jack Stark from Continental, Don Rapp from ConocoPhillips, Lee Tillman from Marathon, and probably a few others here that I'm spacing out. Mark Pearson from Liberty Oil Fields or Liberty Resources. So a lot of leaders that are finding that this is the conference that they want to be at to speak.
Yeah, it is going to be great. So check it out. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which is WBPC. But if you go to WBPCND.org, you'll find all the details. May 22nd, 24th, Bismarck Event Center. Don't miss it. Also, by the way, pick up the patch. Community cleanup start next week. Dickinson, April 20th. Trenton, the 25th. Williston, the 28th. Newtown, May 2nd. Crosby, May 9th. Watford City, May 12th. Check that out, too, at energyofnorthdakota.com/pickupthepatch. Thanks, Tessa.
Thank you.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.